HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. February is nearly here. In fact, it begins this Saturday, which blows my mind. It's absolutely crazy how fast this year is already flying by, but I probably say that every year around this time. This Friday night, we have tickets for the Colorado Symphony Orchestra in downtown Denver. I have exciting news about the CSO. I'm going to be doing some writing for their brand new blog. Yes, the CSO has a blog, and I think it's great. The symphony seems to be reaching out to a younger demographic, which is wonderful. Who said classical music is for old people? I've loved symphony music since I was a child, and I am happy to be part of this brave new world. You can look for my posts on coloradosymphony.org. If you love chocolate, put this event on your calendar. On February 8th, it's Old Town Arvada's 13th Love Affair with Everything Chocolate Festival from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Taste chocolate, hunt for chocolate, or take a romantic carriage ride. This festival has been organized with the entire family in mind, so bundle up the kids and bring them out. More information at historicarvada.org. One of my favorite winter events is next week, February 5th through the 9th. It's the Steamboat Winter Carnival, the longest-running winter festival west of the Mississippi. It's 102 years old this year. I love a festival that truly represents the region that it is being held in, and Steamboat Winter Carnival definitely fits the bill. This event is where the cowboy lifestyle of Rout County meets the ski culture of Steamboat Resort, meets the family-friendly atmosphere of Steamboat Springs. It's a great blending of the area's various cultures into one big party. Go to steamboat-chamber.com for more details. You know, I often hear friends say, Steamboat is too far, or Grand Lake is too far, and I think that's a bit of a misnomer. Fort Collins is just 3 hours from Steamboat and 3 hours from Grand Lake, and that's really not too bad of a drive for a long weekend. As I always say, a book on tape, or downloaded to your smartphone, makes a long drive much, much easier. As a reminder, you are listening to the HeidiTown segment on KRFC 88.9 FM in Fort Collins, Colorado. And speaking of Grand Lake and Grand County, that reminds me that the Grand Dog Days of Winter are February 15th and 16th this year. This is a series of dog sled races and skijoring events, and if you are a dog lover, it's very fun to attend. You can see pictures of last year's races on HeidiTown's Facebook page. On that same weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, and closer to home, is Snow Sculpture After Dark in Loveland. This sanctioned snow sculpture event gets better every year. Artists come from across Colorado to participate, and the winning team goes on to represent Colorado in the National Snow Sculpting Championships. I was a judge at last year's Snow Sculpture After Dark, and it was an impressive event. This year, I know for a fact that some of the local competitors have been working on their snow sculpture designs for months now, and it's going to be a tough competition this year. While in Loveland, don't miss Love and Lights at the Feeding Grain. This now annual art event runs in conjunction with the Snow Sculpture Festival. This conceptual and contemporary art show is proof positive that Loveland's art scene is currently undergoing an exciting renaissance. And right here in Fort Collins, don't miss the Winter Market, every Saturday through April 5th at the Opera Galleria. If you want to find out what's happening in Fort Collins, go to downtownfortcollins.com and check out their extensive events calendar. I've run out of time, and there's so much more left to tell you about, so be sure to join me out there in social media land. HeidiTown is on Facebook at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB, on Twitter at HeidiTown, on Google+, Instagram, and Pinterest. Thanks for listening, and until next time, I'll likely see you online or at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.